is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with developing news from New Jersey, where online threats have closed two school districts today. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in Woodbury.
There were social media threats, including one that was seen on TikTok, that said that there would be a shooting at five schools. Even though specific schools were mentioned, as a precaution, officials with Woodbury City and Deptford Township school districts decided to close all of the schools today after school activities canceled as well.
Police say three young suspects have been arrested. Students and teachers at a school in Georgia are struggling after a 14-year-old was charged with murdering two classmates and two teachers last week. Correspondent Mark Strassman is in Winder.
A still grieving community, Appalachie High behind me, will reopen finally tomorrow. And unbelievably, since Wednesday shooting, there have been more school threats in Georgia. At least a dozen kids and one adult arrested for making those threats.
A family member tells CBS News the shooting suspect's mother called the school 30 minutes before the shooting to warn staff after she got a text from her son that read, "I'm sorry, Mom." Schools closed in Laurel County, Kentucky as an intense manhunt enters a third day for a gunman accused of randomly shooting at cars on I-75 southeast of Lexington, wounding five people. Sheriff John Root.
We've been told by some outside sources that he could be armed, but we're not revealing that. We don't know. We cannot verify that. We've not laid eyes on him.
Police say 32-year-old Joseph Couch purchased his AR-15 style rifle legally on Saturday. An out-of-control wildfire in Southern California, San Bernardino County, has quadrupled in size, forcing people from their homes in several communities.
I came down to the evacuation center because I had no place else really to go. It's been all new experience for me.
Officials say more than 36,000 structures are in danger, many of them single and multifamily homes. Apple is expected to break new ground today, unveiling new iPhones. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Every year, like clockwork, Apple's released new iPhones. So that's not going to be a surprise. What's really going to matter this year is AI, Apple Intelligence, this new feature that is supposed to make phones much easier to use.
Country Music Association nominations are out. Morgan Wallen leads with 7 nominations, 3 of them for his collaboration with Post Malone. He gets 4 nods. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A manhunt is underway in Kenosha for the person suspected of shooting and killing a pregnant woman Friday. 25-year-old Lawrence Franklin is 5'3", 105 pounds, and accused of shooting the 22-year-old soon-to-be mother Friday afternoon. His image is on the Kenosha Police social media pages. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on raises for subs later today. Long-term substitute teachers could potentially earn just more than $29 an hour. The city of Racine has approved a $150,000 grant to install 2 new harm reduction vending machines. They'll be put in at the public library in the Bryant Community Center. No criminal charges will be filed against officers involved in the July 10th shooting of Jesse Pratt at Cliffside Park. Pratt had admitted to killing his mother and reached for his weapon despite officer commands. And Starbucks is proposing to convert a former North Shore bank in Kenosha into a new cafe. A final review of the plan in the Southport Plaza is expected at a plan commission meeting next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get set to head west. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. After dropping 2 of 3 games to the Rockies and having won just twice in the past 7 games, manager Pat Murphy said that it was a tough homestand for his team.
You know, it was a tough homestand, and we've had games like this. If you looked at the St. Louis series, we had games just like this where once something didn't go our way, we didn't produce right. We didn't fight back right after that.
Milwaukee will set out on a 6-game road trip out west beginning tomorrow in San Francisco. They'll play Arizona this weekend. The Brewers are still 9 games up in the NL Central with 19 games to play. On Sunday, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. For the Packers, they will be without Jordan Love, who is expected to miss at least 3 weeks with an MCL sprain. Malik Willis, who the Packers traded for in the preseason, will start this week's game. The Athletic Athletic reports that Green Bay has reached out to free agent quarterback Ryan Tannehill as well. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
WRJN. I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
smile, softly smile, I know she must be kind.
This is WRJN. It's a Monday. I'm Cindy. Here's the Beatles.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass. Get back to where you once belonged. Get back to where you once belonged. Get
she gets it while she can.
To the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. My baby loves loving. Quick, what other hit did they have? The group White Plains, what other hit? Let me refresh your memory. All right, see, are you getting it now?
Julie, 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 do you love me?
They had it originally, and then Bobby Sherman made a big giant hit out of it. White Plains, the original Flower Pot Men. Gee, I wonder why they changed it to White Plains. All right. Now, Don Rosen just contacted me. All the traffic lights are dark from Ohio to 31. They're all not working. So I just want to let you know real quick, just be careful or reroute your route. Ohio to 31 traffic lights are down. So keep that in mind as we go into this awesome commercial break that helps pay the bills, that keeps me employed.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
All right, local news, timeless, his WRJN, and the occasional traffic report courtesy of Don Rosen, all the way through 20. So if you're taking 20 from Ohio to 31, the traffic lights are out.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their Viking Toast Kringle, a Danish twist to French toast. It has a maple cinnamon filling with a layer of cream cheese, topped with vanilla bourbon icing, and sprinkled with cinnamon. Delicious! And for great fun, enjoy the O&H 75th anniversary celebration this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Highway 20 store. There'll be live music, family activities, photo ops, Kringle samples, specialty pizzas, and fun to be had. O&H Danish Bakery, Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Bowden Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Bowden Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Bowden Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
On WRJM, a local news, timeless. It's in the occasional temperature. Oh, it's 68 right now. Beautiful day in Racine and Kenosha with the sunshine and all these human beings.
Nobody can do the same like I do. Nobody can do the same like I do. Nobody can do the same like I do. Nobody can do the same like I do.
feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl.
So tell me where I'm speaking, cause you
even
know
though
the words
you're
I'm thinking, and I know that you've been cheating.
Timeless is right here on WRJN Buckingham's. Kind of a drag, and it is when traffic lights are out. Thank God for Don Rose and driving home. Again, this was as of 15 minutes ago. He mentioned all the traffic lights on Route 20 down from Ohio to 31. But now on Spring Street, you start around Spring Street and 31. Lights are out, and then as the traffic lights are out, and then as you go down Spring Street, those traffic lights are out too. Something to be aware of when you're on the road this morning. Now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is charged in the shooting death of UW-Whitewater student-athlete Kara Welsh. Chad Edwards of Loves Park, Illinois, made his initial court appearance Friday. He's charged with first-degree homicide. It would take $1 million to bail him out of the Walworth County Jail. Donald Trump tells a Wisconsin rally he'd eliminate the U.S. Department of Education if elected. That's one of the key provisions of the Project 2025 conservative blueprint. He says he also wants to give the entire federal government a once-over.
I will create a government efficiency commission to conduct a complete financial and performance audit for the entire federal government.
The Government Accountability Office already has oversight responsibilities. About 7,000 supporters came to see Trump in Mozenies Saturday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police have confirmed the identity of the pregnant woman found shot dead Friday. 22-year-old Amaya Prather was due to give birth in 3 weeks. She was discovered inside of a vehicle near 13th Avenue and 65th Street Friday afternoon. A manhunt is underway for a suspect named Lawrence Franklin Jr. Kenosha police have his image online. He's described as armed and dangerous. Pay for subs is a topic for Racine Unified leaders tonight. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on increased pay rates for substitute staff during a meeting later. Long-term subs could potentially earn more than $29 an hour. More vending machines are coming to Racine. These are the ones with Narcan and drug testing kits, not candy. The city of Racine has okayed a $150,000 grant to install two new harm reduction vending machines to be located at the Racine Public Library in the Bryant Community Center. A similar machine was installed at the Transit Center in late 2023. There are several others spread across Kenosha County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Once again, high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64. We'll be right back.
timelessness right here in WRJN as we're taking care of some business. You heard Stuart J. Waddles do some local news, and I wish I knew the rest of it. You can always check our news item, WRJN.com. Scroll down for news.
Last night.
Local news and timelessness right here at WRJN with Association. It's Cherish.
Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feelings.
found you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe me as much as I cherish you.
is the Timeless. That's right here at WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. Thanks to Don Rosen for making that long trek to his home and checking all the traffic lights there. Because now I was coming on 20 this morning and everything was fine. But and if it just happened, this was as much as 45 minutes ago. So maybe they've changed. But be aware that there's an awful lot of traffic lights out on Route 20, Ohio to 31st. Those lights were out for quite a while, the stoplights and the traffic lights as well. When you were taking Spring Street and even at the corner of Spring Street and 31, those lights were out almost like Don was describing. It's almost like a square. All these lights in the certain area were off. So something to keep an eye on as you're driving. Just be a little bit careful out there.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Here, Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Myself some way.
No time left for you.
Distant roads are cold.
Stuart J. Waddles with local news, CBS National News, and sports coming up next right here on WRJN.
When I think about